going on? Holy moly, we made it through another day. Tumultuous market. What are you going to do? Keep your adventure pants on, strap the boots up, and keep pressing forward. That is how we do it. How's everybody doing? It has been crazy, right? The total crypto market cap has decreased by $60 billion overnight, now totaling $2.35 trillion. Not coin. They're going to delay everything. Why? They're not going to tell you. Boop. Yuga focuses on Dookie Dash, and Animoca Brands is my absolute favorite NFT project in the ecosystem. Period. Chaos to clarity, noise to narrative. It is Thursday, April 18th, and it is time for some rare bits. Today, the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, it slid down 10 degrees, coming in at a 57, but we are still in the greed zone, NFT sentiment is moved into the fear as it retreats as well. Top crypto search term is ticker sign ONDO. It is Ondo Finance. Please put it on your DYOR list immediately. Top NFT search term is who accepts crypto payments. So the normies are trying to figure out, once they get crypto, how can they spend it? And the answer is you can't. Bitcoin dominance is down. ETH dominance is up. WorldCoin is making magic. JP Morgan posts having predictions and more. But first, we are going to get into some numbers for the nerds. And we are currently looking at the mempool, where you can see the Bitcoin price is about 63,000 plus or minus. Looking at the live Bitcoin halving clock. It is scheduled for the 19th. I was so hoping for the 20th. It looks like we have 1 day, 7 hours, 18 minutes, and 33 seconds for the Bitcoin halving to go into effect. There are 183 blocks remaining. The heat map at the moment has turned green, which makes me happy. This morning when I get up and did my early morning report, it was not green. What are we talking about? We're getting a quick look at the crypto market cap, and you can see also the movement is on the green side. We currently have Bitcoin trading at $63,266. Ethereum is clocking in at $3,058, hovering around that 3,000 mark. We need it to stay above. BNB is climbing up toward that 600 again, coming in at 549. Solana is at 140. It's finally trying to make a move. It's only up 2% on the hour, 4% on the day, but we will take all we can get. Anything else I want to touch on super quickly here? Dogecoin, it is trading at 0.15. Cardano is trading at 0.45. And let's look at Tron, which has lost some ground and retraced a bit, currently trading at 0.10. And we have Polkadot trading at $6.73. So that is something that I think most people should have on their list as well. Looking at some of the top CryptoPunk sales, we had a nice Skull Mad Lad sale for about $54,000. On the Ethereum, NFT, Bitcoin, and Solana side of things, Bitcoin is still the number one king with about $14 million in sales in the last 24 hours. Ethereum coming in second at 7.1. Solana is third at 5.8. So it is nice to see volume pick up. It looks like Solana is up 20%, ETH is up 20%, and Bitcoin has slid about 3% on the 24 hours as far as art volume. You guys can see the heat map for the Ethereum side of things. It's just green. It looks really good. What are we talking about for the top five moving collections today? Bored Ape Yacht Club, number one. Mutant Ape Yacht Club, number two. Let's double click on those in a second. Pudgy Penguins, Milady Makers, and Azuki rounding out the top five. We'll go ahead and drop down to D-Gods and Les Gott rounding out what we can see. Redacted Romelios, that's what we can see. So if you are watching along on YouTube, we appreciate it. If you are listening on the podcast, yeah, get the full experience. Go check out YouTube. If you're watching YouTube, click like, thank you, whatever people do when they're listening and watching shit on YouTube. If you're a nice person, do what nice people do. I appreciate you. Bored Ape Yacht Club, trading at $37,000. That's 12.25 Ethereum. What are Pudgies at? 10.48. The breakout, is it happening? Are the Bored Apes sick and tired of people saying it's going to zero? Have they rallied the troops? Are people deciding FOMO hour is now? We need to get in because we don't think it's going to go any lower. Is that the sentiment we're seeing? We have Mutant Ape Club. They are above 2 ETH again. Let's compare them to D-Gods. They're trading at 1.3. So D-Gods have remained while mutant apes are pumping up a bit. Pudgy Penguins, 10.48. As I said, Bored Ape at 12.25. We love seeing the differential. I just like seeing the race. I don't care who wins. I think there's no loser here. I think the market decides what the market decides. It has absolutely nothing to do with the underlying company at this point. This is just market sentiment. This is traders and degens enjoying an asset on the playing field. Nothing more, nothing less. Milady Makers, they have had some volume. They're currently trading at $13,800. That is 4.53 Ethereum. Looking at the Solana side of things, you see that Mad Lads are just down 6%. Almost 7% on the 24 hours. We do not like to see that. Tensorians have gone flat, but trading about 16.87 salamis. We do like to see that. So looking at the top movers on the Magic Eden 24-hour pop-up list. Oh, look at that. I love double-clicking on some of these. We have Sharks by Sharkify, Frogannas, Mutant Mon, Mad Lads, and SMB Gen 2 running out the top five. It is nice to see the Frogannas climbing back up. How many trades? Only 2,578 in the last 24 hours. So they're about 11,000 shy of their usual volume. Sharks, they have just been, that seems to be the new darling on the Solana ecosystem as people are accruing those Magic Eden diamonds with a 0.25 percentage plus for all trades, it looks like, for that. Mad Lads trading about $17,000. Wow, they've had quite a run. What is the next big instigator to get some of these prices going again? Is it just the crypto market pumping again? And this is an interesting question. I've been thinking about this. A lot of these assets, everybody says one Ethereum, one Solana, one Bitcoin. All of this translates into the art market. And when we see some of these assets associated with their underlying token, if the token spikes or drops dramatically, do we see the art asset hover at cash value or follow the underlying token? And it's been a combination of both. And what I am wondering, if we see a big market correction, do we see art maneuver back up to a cash value? Or if we see a big market jump, do we see the art again go for a cash value? Is there this cash value middle ground that will prevail, or will it always follow the token that it sits on? So this is something that is going to be interesting. One of the pessimistic traders that I follow, he said we could be looking at Bitcoin trading at $20,000 for a short bit. So with that type of idea, I play this out and do a bit of future forward to see what might happen. So if Bitcoin did retrace to $20,000, what an amazing buying opportunity. What would you buy? Just the coin, or would you buy art on said coin if it did follow the underlying token as it turned red? So these are some of the things that I have been thinking about. Now let's look at the Bitcoin side of things. We know that Runestones go live tomorrow. So they're trading at $5,100, 1,200 trades in the last 24 hours, 42 pending. That's quite a bit, right? Again, this was a free airdrop for people. So top five movers, Runestones, Prometheus, Bitcoin Puppets, Rune Puppets, and Node Monkeys running out the top five. Arsic Meta Protocol coming in sixth with Ape Odyssey seven. Now I just want to click, let's see, for the most sales in the last 24 hours on Bitcoin was Prometheans. They are currently trading at about $2,000. Anything super interesting here? Nothing super duper interesting. So this is something that I saw that was interesting that I pulled up. So Rekt Capital posted this chart, and it just talks about some of the pullbacks that are associated with Bitcoin climbing the charts as it continues to go higher, which everybody firmly believes that Bitcoin, it's on an upward trajectory. These retracements, they happen, you deal with them. The overall arch is up and forward. But as we look at these retracements, they are real. And so some of these retracements, we have, let's see, there was a negative 23% in February 2023, negative 21% in April and May, negative 22% July and September, negative 21% in January, negative 18% in March, almost 18% currently in April. So as you can see, these dips are not absolutely dramatic. What it does look like is, could we be poised for another leg up? So there's been this interesting chatter that the SEC may have front run all of the pre-halving excitement around Bitcoin, and we may not see a parabolic skyrocket like we've done in the past. Everybody is looking at previous conditions to predict future movement, and we are finding out that that is not super possible at this moment. Now, I wanted to get into some more news so I can get you guys on your way. As I talked about, NotCoin, the token launch, is not happening when they said it would. The open network delayed from April 20th. The game reward players with Not Token, this is a Telegram game. There is basically a new funding model post-launch that they are going to put into play to reward players. And they just wanted to make sure all the I's are dotted and T's crossed before it goes to mainstream. What is interesting about this Not Token, and this is also for companies, that participation, on Telegram in this game, by pushing this button, you are rewarded with Not Tokens. These Not Tokens are going to be used in the future to create advertisements. So instead of paying with dollars, you're paying with tokens, right? So there is a way for you to advertise through this ecosystem through finger participation as opposed to dollar participation. So this, again, these are some interesting new things that are coming into the pike. Into the pike of the mainstream, and NotCoin is definitely one of them. This open network protocol, put it on your list of some stuff to DYOR. It is interesting to see this type of, let's call it a subscription model, for lack of a better term. These are new subscription models or new funding models that we are beginning to see. And I say subscription model because there's a community associated with this, which is similar to, let's call it a modern subscription model. We have Yuga Labs. They are selling the Heavy Metal Legends of the Mara. So Heavy Metal and Legends of the Mara, these two IP sets, they are going to, I guess, try and focus more on Dookie Dash. And it's interesting. Yuga's Spencer Tucker joins Faraway as Chief Product Officer. So this is interesting as well. So they are making some moves. It seems like Garga came back as CEO and they're shaking things up. I think most people on the timeline seem to think this is a bullish play for Yuga in general. It seems like they were frazzled with all of the output they had trying to release some of this and let somebody take some of these root systems away so they can work on their fun a little better. Seems like a good move for everybody. We have Animoca Brands. They are reporting robust financials. They have about $291 million in cash and stable coins with about $558 million in digital assets. Their off-balance sheet token reserves for Web3 subsidiaries around $1.8 billion. These guys continue to lead the way. I love what they're doing. If you are interested in what they're doing, there is a project on the Ethereum blockchain. It is called Mochaverse. It is expensive at the moment, but it is part, it gets you into this ecosystem. You get an Animoca ID. The stuff is brilliant. I think these guys are playing the game possibly better than anybody, possibly even better than Yuga. Though their artwork for Mochaverse, it isn't super PFP friendly. It's more of a membership card. You do see them on the timeline, but it's not representational of something where I'd like to say, hey, this is my online identity, where the Bored Ape does have that, where people do associate their identity with the look or the feel or emotion that the ape gives off. So I think that Animoca with the Mochaverse, I think they're missing it just a bit in the sense that it's not a PFP worthy piece of artwork. And I like the artwork. I like what they're doing. People maybe are going to shit on me for saying this, but it is this differential that people, when they want to rock it as a PFP because it evokes this emotion that they resonate with, I don't think the Animoca stuff does that at this moment. If the Mochaverse stuff did, I think that would be, it would be, they would be absolutely unstoppable. We have PSG's win over Barcelona It has boosted the fan token price by 25%. Barcelona's token drops by 4.2%. Both minted on Socios.com's Chili's chain, highlighting platform's role in sports blockchain. PSG is active in Web3 with AI NFTs and BLVK and PSG collections. So the underlying story is that some of these sports teams are creating tokens, basically a shit coin, a meme coin for your team. And how interesting to have, I don't know, different NFL teams. And do these tokens accrue value just because the team does better during the year? So an interesting trading strategy on top of the normal degeneracy that's associated with meme coins. So if we do start seeing that play into the fold, I think that will be absolutely interesting. We have Ragnarok Monster. It is a world MMORPG game, and they are set to launch on the Ronin blockchain early quarter 3, 2024. They are blending tower defense and monster collections. A play-to-earn model offers rewards through PvP battles and Ragmon collections. It bridges Web 2 and Web 3 technologies for all the nerds. Magic Eden surpasses Blur as the leading NFT marketplace. And it's funny, I brought this up in a space I was in earlier this morning, and I said Solana, and that was, I misspoke. And it's, this is an interesting statistic that Magic Eden is above Blur, but keep in mind that Magic Eden is handling Solana, Ethereum, and Bitcoin, and Polygon as assets traded on that chain, where Blur only handles one chain, Ethereum. So I do find that interesting, because Blur has been just this dominating force, and a lot of it has been due to the Blur farming of their token, which has just brought an enormous amount of volume, and people are always either saying that Blur has ruined or saved the ecosystem. I am not commenting on that at the moment, but it is interesting to see that Magic Eden finally just taking the number one spot as far as the marketplaces go. Wow, basically a 51.6% increase in trading volume. It's probably since they brought on, you know what, Magic Eden brought on both Ethereum and Bitcoin. So those were two asset classes that they were not trading prior to the last couple of months. So one, I think the Ethereum trading with the Bored Ape assets, the CryptoPunks, the Azukis, some of the high-end collections, that brought an enormous amount of volume. And then when you add the Bitcoin network on top of it, which has just been crushing things, I think that is where a lot of this stuff comes from. We have Polemic. They are Polkadot's parachain. So put Polkadot on your list. They are aiming to revolutionize Web3 fundraising with decentralized platform. PLMC token is the ticker, and it offers access to evaluation, participation, staking, and governance. This is all streamlined with transparent, regulatory compliant processes. Polkadot has been quietly building in the background for quite some time. It is nice to see there. I think there might be priced up to about $6. We'll check them in a moment. Keep your eye on Shiba Inu as well. As fun, all these coins, as they're dipping and people are panic selling, it represents a really interesting time to get in if you have not decided to get into the crypto market. This panic fear sell that we're seeing from some people is a wonderful buying opportunity. Shiba Inu, it sees surges in value despite recent 4% loss. Open interest spikes on major exchanges like Hobi and OKX. Mixed trader sentiment on-chain indicator shows bullish signs with consistent decline in the SHIB tokens held on exchanges since October 2023. So people are getting their stuff off the exchanges because they also believe it is going to go up, and they have decided to become hodlers. We have Bitcoin. It remains resilient amid the U.S. inflation expectations and scaled back Fed rate cuts. Basically, we're projecting a 4.8 CPI inflation by November 2024. Reflexivity research analysts suggest rate hikes may favor Bitcoin as non-traditional assets. So risk on, risk off. It will be the idea. What do we see moving forward? How low will the crypto market go? Do we really see a nice fat rebound, which is what we want? Then we have JP Morgan getting into the mix. JP Morgan is predicting a price decline post-halving. So what do you think of that? So JP Morgan seems to think that overbought market conditions cited impact on mining companies, and they're expected with potential hash rate to drop, basically causing consolidation. We're going to see miners diversify, and some are going to get in, some are going to get out. We're looking at low energy cost regions for reallocation of miners as it becomes more mining. It is just going to be, you have the need to be more and more efficient. As that happens, the people whose operations were not streamlined, we are going to quickly see them go out of business. So my kind of view is that over the next couple months, once we see this hash rate adjusted, we are going to see the mining companies that can't stay afloat die out rather quickly, whether they become server farms or some other Web2 asset class. They will not be able to thrive as a Bitcoin mining company because they were not efficient enough. So the ones that are efficient enough, I think they are going to be able to prove it fairly quickly getting out of the gate. Like if you're looking at a horse race, you're going to be able to see who the front runners are fairly quickly. To me, if the market conditions are down and we start to see these front runners emerge, to me, those are really interesting buying opportunities. And what's great is I have no idea who those will be. So we will watch the market. And as kind of the bell opens, right, once we see post-halving, which is day after tomorrow, we will be looking at a new market and we will see how the effect. Yeah, I love this shit. It's so exciting. It absolutely so exciting. We have analyst Blunts. He sees a bullish reversal for Solana meme coin, dog with hat. He is just saying it has reached a local bottom. It is the largest meme coin on Solana. He is saying buy, buy, buy. Put that on your DYOR list. We have EY. They are unveiling OpsChain Contract Manager. They are going to be leveraging zero-knowledge circuits on public blockchains. All of this operates on Polygon Proof of Stake, and they plan transition to Ethereum mainnet and Layer 3 solutions in the future. They are going to address privacy concerns in enterprise applications. That is the news that caught my attention today. The secret sauce for today is fuck perfect. Be original. Boom! Remember, the rabbit hole runs deep. Still craving crypto clarity? Subscribe to my Substack today. If you're listening on the podcast, please like, share, tell your friends. If you're watching on YouTube, press the thumbs button, whatever nice people do. I hope you guys are having a marvelous day. Warning, rare bits may cause hodling.